Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. I've had some charges on my credit card that I'm concerned about, and I called earlier and was told that these charges are somehow related to something I had signed up for, but I don't know how that could be, and I was wondering if I could get a credit for them because I don't understand.
Okay, what's your first and your last name?
Well, it's actually my wife. It's Santina, Tina, Stina Capece, Capece.
Okay, and what's your zip code, please?
06795.
Okay, thank you. And may I have you to verify your shipping address, please?
154 Smith Pond Road, Watertown, Connecticut, 06795.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what this account here shows is that it was opened the 10th of December. A foot massager was ordered. Shipping cost was $7.45. The product was based to where you pay the shipping cost, but within 4 days, it does give out a charge to a membership to an online gadget store, which that is a membership that gives out a $125 gift card to where you can purchase it with items that's on the gadget store online. So with the account being an active account, then it does automatically charge that membership each month until you call in to cancel.
There was nothing that told us that we were signing up for something like that. It was just presented as this was a gift that you're getting from Costco, and pick what gift you want, and it cost you $7.99 for shipping. So how did we somehow sign up for this other thing?
Because online it does inform the customers of that membership as well. It looks like someone already called in today, spoke with someone by Mary Jane, and Mary Jane was the one that canceled out this account.
Correct, that was me. And I canceled it because I saw the charge and I called my wife and she said she didn't know anything about it. So then we both talked and now we're figuring out that this somehow is related to this thing from Costco. But we're still, I mean, it seems like a scam to me. We never had any knowledge of signing up for any sort of online gadget store.
Okay, now the terms conditions are attached to those surveys or those sweepstakes offers that's been taken for that foot massager. So I'm not for sure if you would notice the terms conditions, but they are attached to those offers.
Well, it must have been very small, detailed print because we didn't notice that. All we saw was you get a free gift, pick which one you want, and you pay the shipping costs. So I'm not sure where it was in all of that, but it certainly wasn't easily seen or highlighted in any way. So we would like to get refunded for the 3 months that we were charged.
I can only do the most recent month, and it can only be at a 35% refund.
Is there somebody else I can talk to?
I can send you over to a supervisor, but we do all follow the same protocol. But on that most recent charge, I can add my employee discount in there to where I can at least do a 50% refund for you.
Yeah, that's not good enough. I mean, it's ridiculous. $56.95 for something we never knew we were signing up for.
Okay, so 50% is the most that I am able to issue on that count. So I'll go ahead and just send you over to the supervisor. Hold on for just a second for me.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead now and get you sent over to the supervisor. And thank you again for calling customer service. And you have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
I thank you. You're welcome.